All right, we welcome you back to Monday Morning Redskins Roundup. We're having a very animated discussion here about our
food. Simply put, food.
Surprise. And about the talent of this show. Not, you know,
not giving anything.
Just, you know, I mean, Kara Trotta coming up and just not happening, not feeling it. All right, we are back with you. Monday Morning Redskins Roundup presented by Verizon. We'll go back inside the locker room in just a second with Richard Crawford, Kai Forbath, still to come, head coach Mike Shanahan, the voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael, on the way as well. Wanted to get a couple of questions in here before I go too far. Ryan Boyer asks, and at Redskins, hashtag Redskins talk, does a reliable kicker make a difference or what? Kai Forbath is a beast. If it's possible for a kicker, hell yeah, a reliable kicker makes a difference. Now, listen, I love Graham Gano, but Graham was, you know, untested when he got here. He was inconsistent, as powerful as his leg was. He's got a stronger leg than Kai Forbath, right. But so far, 14 of 14, even though his kickoffs leave a little less than to be desired. Hey, 14 of 14, can't argue with that, especially 9 of 9 from 40-plus.
Yeah, you can't argue with that, and that's one thing in a kicker. I mean, sometimes you don't get the full package, but we certainly got to take the field goals for what it's worth in terms of him putting it through the upright. So 14 for 14 is very big. Struggling on the kickoffs, but that's something he can work on and get better. You got to believe Danny Smith is making sure and working with him to make sure he gets that done, because kickoff is very important. You don't want the offense of your opponent starting at the 40-yard line. So they'll get that corrected. But being able to come in, like I said earlier, to have a kicker to come in and put it through the uprights on a consistent basis means a lot. And, you know, at some point you start depending on that, because you figure, hey, if we don't get 7, we know we got 3. And, of course, when it comes to crunch time and winning the game, he stepped up big as well, too.
Remember, a 48 and a 49-yarder after the 2 turnovers in the third quarter. Right. So, like you said, converting, not only getting points, 3 instead of 7, which you'd ideally like the 7, but converting turnovers into points and not easy field goals by any stretch. Why don't we go back inside the locker room? We talked so much about Richard Crawford. I mean, again, very noticeable impact from his very first punt return. We haven't seen Richard in quite a long time. He didn't get the opportunity to return punts early in the year, but he did in the preseason. That's where he opened some eyes against the Buffalo Bills in the first preseason game. Got his opportunity yesterday and cashed in big time.
Richard Crawford, you get the start today, but tell us about that punt return that really put the team in position to win the game. Tell us about it.
First and foremost, I need to score. The monkey kind of jumped on my back, but I have to credit my teammates for blocking, you know, and I want to really credit Brandon Banks, too. He was on the sideline helping me with everything I need to do. That's a good teammate right there, so I appreciate Brandon and my teammates.
It looked like you might have run out of gas. You saw the punter standing there. What was going through your mind at that point?
When I fell on the ground, I said I got tackled by the punter. I wanted to kick the ball. I was kind of upset. But, you know, I'm just glad that we won. You know, anything to do to get the win, that's all I was happy about.
You're going to hear from your teammates about running out of gas. You know that.
Yeah, especially since I'm a 4-4 guy. But didn't look like it there. But, I'm going to hear it, you know. But
describe the feeling in the locker room for the Redskins right now. Obviously, big win for the football team.
I mean, we're trying to go to the playoffs, so, you know, just keeps our playoff hopes alive. And, you know, I feel like we're going to go, and we keep finding a way to win. That's all you got to do. Got 3 more ways to win like that, but 1 week at a time. So Cleveland next week, and that's all we're going to worry about.
Great job, Richard. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
All right, Richard.
They've been teaching him well, focusing on one game at a time, and you can see what his mindset is.
And really all 3 phases. And before we talk to Larry Michael, Park May asked, that was a true team performance.
Right.
Don't you agree? I mean, that's what it takes to win games. The defense was huge in the second half. I mean, they did allow the 1 touchdown. They were just on the field a little bit too much as the offense was kind of struggling. We know the offense was very good early and at other times, and special teams huge.
Right, picking one another up. That's what you need when it comes to the offense and defense and special teams. You need somebody contributing on both sides. And when they step up like that, again, the offense be able to feed off the defense, defense feeding off the offense, and then special teams coming through huge. And that's what you need. You know, you need all 3 phases doing well, and certainly they had it.
All right, the voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael, called the game yesterday on ESPN 980 and the Redskins Radio Network, and he joins us as he always does here on Monday Morning Redskins Roundup presented by Verizon. Larry, good morning. The final drive in regulation, so much will be remembered. Robert's injury, Kirk's touchdown pass to Pierre Garçon. What specifically will you remember looking back on that final drive of regulation?
Well, I mean, just the atmosphere, I think, is what I'm going to remember because, as you say, there were so many individual plays that it could have gone, you know, either way. You know, Robert with those one-leg throws. His last throw, actually, the one that he connected with Garcon, I think it wasn't his last one because he did throw that one that was threw away. I mean, it was literally a one-legged throw. If you take a look at that tape, he had his right leg. It was unbelievable how he had anything behind that ball. And then, you know, to see Kirk Cousins come in with that pristine, clean uniform on a muddy day, the only guy on the field who didn't have a dirty uniform was Kirk Cousins. And to throw those two balls and to have the – he was cold-blooded. I mean, to be able to scramble to the right and find Garcon like that, and obviously, you know, Ravens going to kill themselves for playing that defense there when it mattered the most. And then, you know, all season long, Sonny has been loving that quarterback draw from Robert Griffin III. And then, you know, to see Kirk with that run really, I think, surprised everybody. I don't think anybody expected to see that out of him. And he got the option, as he told us after the game. It was a two-read type of thing. If they gave him the pass, he'd take that. If they gave him the draw, he'd take that. And he had plenty of room to get in. And then the thing that really vividly, you know, is in my mind is on that punt return by Richard Crawford, just looking at the fans jumping up and down in the background on the television broadcast, looking at that television tape. And, man, you know, what an exciting night at the stadium. And the Redskins, four in a row, and got to travel to a Cleveland team now that's won three straight. This is not a patsy team. You know, they were crushed Kansas City yesterday. This team has won three in a row, 5-8, and they're playing their best football right now.
And Larry, let's go back to Kirk Cousins a little bit. Now, if something goes down and Robert's not able to play, Kirk getting a whole week under his belt, what do we think are going to be the odds of him coming in and playing well?
Well, I mean, as you know, Antoine, I would predict this, that, you know, one thing is for certain, that Robert's going to want to play. Whether he'll be able to play or whether he'll be cleared to play, we'll see. But he's going to want to play knowing him. He loves the game. But Kirk Cousins is a young man who's got a ton of confidence. I mean, and you spent a lot of time in Big Ten country, and Kirk Cousins is kind of a living legend out there after the Hail Mary he had last year. And you know, captaining the Spartans for so many years, and a lot of people raised their eyebrows when the Redskins drafted him, no doubt about it. Looking back, it was a highly criticized move, really, really hammering the coaching staff and the people picking in the draft on that. And look what happens. You know, it's a guy who knows how to play, is a very confident individual, and that draft pick looks pretty good right now, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, absolutely, and you know, I don't know why anybody would have criticized it, but I mean, people criticized it. You know, that's in the past. Either way, he's here. Let me ask you this, Larry. I was talking to Josh Morgan, who caught the first touchdown and thought he should have had the second touchdown. He felt he kicked the pylon, got the ball over the line. Whether he did, didn't, doesn't matter. They won, but he called Kirk the mad scientist, and he said, Eichhilliard refers to him as a human computer. You've been around Kirk. You obviously talk to people in the organization. Is his smarts, I guess, almost as important as his physical talent?
Well, I mean, he is another total package. To say he's smart, I mean, you're not going to succeed a quarterback in the NFL and be dumb. But what he has a lot of the same qualities that Robert Griffin III has. He's a natural leader, a super individual, very confident individual, certainly has the athletic skills, has all the throws. I like to call him Captain Kirk.
That works.
I'm telling you what, I
kind of like the mad scientist,
Enterprise,
though.
And put that baby in full gear, Captain Kirk at the helm.
I don't know. I kind of like the mad scientist. I'm partial.
I like the Captain Kirk. You know, after just one game, that's a little much. But, you know, hyperbole reigns in situations like this, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Before we let you go, I mean, special teams are a huge part of this. Kai Forbath remains perfect. I know he struggles a little bit with the kickoff returns. Richard Crawford getting his opportunity. Sav Rocca with a couple of big punts. I guess talk about how all three phases contributed to this win.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people don't see what happens behind the scenes at these games sometimes. But after the victory, I'm in the locker room getting ready to do our radio postgame show that we do every week. Win or lose, and you know, sometimes and lately it's been a lot of fun being in that locker room, especially before the media comes in, because once the media comes in, it becomes a little bit more of a business atmosphere. But prior to the media coming in, as Antoine well knows, especially after a win, there's a lot of hooting and hollering and a lot of hugging going on. And Danny Smith, of all people, was about the most agitated, excitable, that I've ever seen him. And that's saying a lot for Danny Smith. He was just ranting about the play of his special teams and obviously Richard Crawford. And Antoine, you know, you got to go north-south. This kid, I don't know if his instructions were never take a sidestep, but every punt he took, he just took it up, and he didn't take any sidesteps. And that was one of the keys for his success. And I'd have to say, top to bottom, except for the fumble by Niles Paul, obviously, which got overruled. You know, Rocca had some key punts from deep in his own territory, and it was one that he had to kick again after a offsetting penalty, as you might recall. And he boomed another. And what can you say about Forbath? I'm not very concerned. I think if you put a little more height in those kickoffs, they might have better coverage, kind of an old-school kickoff rather than what we've been seeing the last couple of years with that 5 yards being added. Get them a little higher, get your coverage team down there. But not to have missed a field goal after what we've seen for years with these Redskins kickers who have been super inconsistent. They, you know, looking back, you say they should have kept Sean Sweezum. He would have been a good one. This guy looks like a good one. It doesn't look like he's a very cerebral guy and not very impressive to look at physically, not a big, huge guy. But as long as he puts that ball through the uprights, especially in those pressure-packed moments, what more could you ask of him?
Larry, great call yesterday on the broadcast, and we'll look forward to talking to you throughout the week. And the Redskins going for a fifth win in a row. That hasn't happened, what, since the 2005-2006 season, really, the 2005 season, ending in Philadelphia at the end of that regular season on January 1st, 2006. Great job. Thank you for joining us.
You got it. Thank you, sir.
There you go. The voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael. We will come back and go back inside the locker room. We asked Larry about Kai Forbath and his reaction to Danny Smith, who was actually helping the grounds crew before the game yesterday roll the tarp off the field. This is the special team coordinator.
He's looking out for his guys.
I don't know how many people saw that. I was watching. Kai Forbath inside the locker room next, plus head coach Mike Shanahan on Monday Morning Redskins Roundup.
Bob. Oh, hey, Alex. Just picking up some brochures, posters. Copies of my acceptance speech.
Great. It's always good to have a backup plan in case I get hit by a meteor.
Wow, your hair looks great. Didn't realize they did Photoshop here.
Hey, good call on those mugs. Can't let them see what you're drinking.
You know, I'm glad we're both running a nice, clean race. No need to get nasty.
Here's your honk if you had an affair with Taylor yard sign.
Looks good.
FedEx Office. Now save 50% on banners.
We are a winning team, a partnership supreme. Bob and the Redskins are bold, and we fight for quality, choice and value, honesty, a cause that we vow to uphold. Yes, we'll fight, fight, fight with the last ounce of our might till those phony sales and gimmicks are no more. When you see Bob take the field, all the wannabes will yield to the Redskins' official furniture store.
As the official pizza sponsor of the NFL, Papa John's is excited for this week's big games. Get Papa John's in your house to watch your favorite NFL team. Because after all, great football deserves a better pizza. Hey, Redskins fans, it's Papa John's toppings for touchdowns time. Every Monday, get a large pizza for just $9.99 and a free topping for every Redskins touchdown. Double the toppings with a Redskins victory. Papa John's, official pizza of the Washington Redskins.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
You said you'd get me on the field.
I did get you on the field.
You are Brian Arakpo, all-pro linebacker. Surely you could do better than this.
Come on, sunshine. It's game time. Squad's waiting.
This is embarrassing, Brian. They've got me on the bottom of the pyramid.
You know what else is embarrassing? Paying too much for car insurance. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And we welcome you back to Monday Morning Redskins Roundup, presented by Verizon. We're here live at Redskins Park. Redskins winners of four in a row, 31-28 in overtime over the Baltimore Ravens. And one of the big reasons why we've been kind of talking about a lot of different things this morning: Robert's injury, Richard Crawford's punt return. We haven't spent a whole lot of time on the defense. We'll try and get that. We'll try and get more of your comments, tweets, and questions at Redskins, hashtag Redskins Talk. Is Kai Forbath 14 of 14, kicking those field goals, 48-49, and a game winner, 34 yesterday in overtime. And we go inside the locker room with the place kicker of the Redskins.
Kai
What's it feel like to win a game in overtime for the Washington Redskins?
It's more than I ever could have expected. Still kind of hasn't hit me yet, but I'm sure it'll sink in and we'll get back to work, and it's just a huge win for us.
You miss any in practice?
I do, actually. Too many. But I say I get them out of the way in practice.
That's good.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind as you knew after the punt return by Richard Crawford, you were already in field goal range after he made that punt return?
Yeah, they just want to, you know, secure it a little more and get a little closer. But it was just, you know, a great kick return that set it up, or punt return, sorry. And, I mean, they made my job easy. I mean, great snap, great hold, great protection. I mean, 30-something yard, I don't even know what it was yet, so.
Do you have a preference of which hash mark?
No.
Because it looked like they tried to run it to the left there the play before.
Yeah, no. I don't care. I mean, if it's windy, maybe, but it's we had pretty good conditions tonight or today.
Congratulations, Kai. A big kick, big win for the Skins.
Thank you. It was.
All right, that's Kai Forbath.
No, that's not Kai. That's Uncle Kai.
Uncle Kai? Is that what you're going to call him?
Uncle Kai. That kid's 25?
Very mature. Something like that.
Very mature 25-year-old.
Sure. Hey, listen, more importantly, no matter how old he is, he's perfect.
Upright.
In terms of field goals.
Right.
And on a field that was certainly ripped up from two games in 5.5 days, plus the rain yesterday, very, very important. Let's go back inside the locker room. I promise we're going to get to more of your comments, tweets, and questions. They are coming, baby. The head coach, Mike Shanahan, his team's won 4 in a row with Larry Michael and Sonny Jurgensen.
Coach, Redskins win 4 in a row, overtime kick by Forbath. There's plenty of heroes to go around. First and foremost, conditioner Robert Griffin III.
I just talked to him. You know, his knee's quite sore. How serious it is, I really don't know. They're going to take some x-rays right now, but they'll get an MRI later on tonight at the hospital. He told me he felt stiff, but didn't feel like it was an ACL or anything like that. He's had an ACL before. So just keep our fingers crossed.
He talked about you had some conversation on the sidelines when you were going into overtime, like he wanted to come back in.
Well, the first time, you know, he was adamant to go back in. He said, "Yeah, I'm gonna get, you know, I just need a little break." And Kurt went in and threw a pass, and you know, he was out there. So I said, "Well, let's see what he can do." And you know, as I watched him, I could tell the second time he went down that there was something wrong. And I think what happened is the knee locked up. And so when I called a timeout, I said, "No, you're not going back in." And he wanted to. You could tell he said, "Just give me a couple minutes." But you know, he's a fighter. He's a warrior. He wanted to get back in there. Hopefully everything's okay because, you know, he did a heck of a job. And anyway, just keep our fingers crossed.
Coach, you make the decision to make Banks inactive today, and then you get a huge punt return from Crawford.
Yeah, he really did. You know, he returned punts the whole game. And one of the things he did a great job of, you know, during preseason, when he caught the ball, he turned it upfield right away. And he may not get you the home run, you know, the 60-yard touchdown run, but he's going to get you 10, 15, 20 yards. He did that today. You know, he made a couple guys miss, turned up the field in a couple scenarios, punt returns, and that last one obviously was a big one.
What can you say about Kirk Cousins? I mean, to engineer the game-tying drive under that type of pressure, cold, rainy day, didn't get a chance to warm up. I mean, what can you say about him?
Yeah, I can't. You know, he did the same thing in preseason. You know, he handled himself well when he did get his opportunity earlier in the season. You could tell that, you know, didn't faze him. But, you know, it's really hard on a second-team quarterback or a third-team quarterback when you got to prepare like you do, and the chances are you're not going to get in the football game. But when you do, you can tell, you can appreciate how prepared he was.
A little bit slower quarterback draw for the two-point conversion, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, he's a fighter. He's a warrior. I knew he was going to get it in. We got the right defense and the right coverage. And when I saw him, you know, take his time to take that 2-3-step drop, and he was patient in there, really happy, obviously, that he got it in there. But it didn't surprise me.
Got to feel good about your kicker. I mean, he is cold-blooded. He has not missed as a Redskin, and now he wins one for you in overtime.
Well, that's what you're hoping for, giving a guy an opportunity. We didn't know what he could do. He took advantage of his opportunities when he was at Tampa. Didn't get an opportunity in Dallas because, you know, he got hurt early. And, you know, he's taking advantage of the opportunity here. That's, you know, you love a guy that takes care of it and he comes through in the clutch. And he's always cool, calm, and collected. You just don't know how a guy's going to react under pressure, and he's done a great job.
This was a heck of a defense you played, wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah, it is. And where they really step up is in that red zone. You know, they may give you a few yards, but, you know, they're a veteran group that knows what's going on. And, you know, I was really please our whole football team, because it took everybody for how many minutes it ever was to, you know, finally sneak out a win.
You better send Cousins a copy of Cool Hand Luke, okay?
I will. I'm going to have to send our whole football team because they're trying to kill me.
Congratulations, Coach Anahan.
All right, thanks, sir.
Great job.
All right.
Cool Hand Luke going to become the official movie of the 2012 Washington Redskins. Maybe Kirk Cousins will get his Express DVD copy from the head coach. Antoine, as we kind of put a wrap on our locker room coverage from yesterday, I want to get back into some more comments, tweets, and questions at Redskins, hashtag Redskins Talk. You know, one thing we have not talked about a whole lot, Kevin Kieran's asked it via Twitter, at Redskins, hashtag Redskins Talk. How much credit does Jim Haslett deserve for making the halftime adjustments he's made the last 2 weeks? The Redskins came out four consecutive series in the third quarter. Rob Jackson a sack, Kerrigan pressure, London interception, Jordan Pugh a sack on third down, and then Lorenzo with a nice play on third down, tackle in space, plus the overtime three and out. That was just huge.
I mean, that's huge, and you got to give Jim Haslett the credit that he deserves, not just for the halftime adjustment that he's made, but you feel like you look at the games that they've had coming off the bye. I mean, really, when you look at Dallas, they had Dallas and shut them down really for three quarters. Just wiped away Philly. And then let's just go back to this game. You talk about those adjustments, and he really put guys in the right spot. I mean, who else do you want in space in terms of making tackles in space? You want to have Lorenzo right there. So he made sure he's putting the guys in the right spots to make sure these plays are happening. And then when it comes down to it, the guys are getting and putting pressure, you know, on the quarterback and causing fumbles and turnovers and stuff. So you got to give him some credit. And we want to continue giving him credit if it continues to get better, because we know it. We figure it will, because it's a completely different defense, if you will, from the first half of the season.
You know, it's interesting, not only first half of the season, but really the first half of the game the last 2 weeks.
Right.
I mean, whereas in Dallas, everybody was like, okay, they were a great defense for 2.5 quarters, really 2 and 3 quarters.
Right.
And then they were awful in the fourth quarter against a team that threw 62 times, mind you. And against Philadelphia was really the complete comprehensive effort, but against Nick Foles, a rookie in a blowout win.
Right.
So you've had a little mixture of everything, but fans love halftime adjustments and when they see a different defense. Now, listen, they're not making all of those adjustments in an 11-minute halftime. They're making adjustments as they go along, right?
Right, and they gave up 21 points in this last game. And when you look at the 21 points that they gave up, yeah, they put two drives together. But you got to remember, one of those touchdowns that came off of the 21 points that they had came off the turnover from Alfred Morris, which pushed them right down into the tight end. Joe Flacco was able to throw the pass right to the tight end. So they were put in some positions and didn't get it done, but still only giving up 21 points, and you really only want to say 14 because of the position they were put in. So they're making some headway on defense. And, again, getting pressure on the quarterback is the most important thing you can do. It helps your DBs, it helps your linebackers, and, of course, it puts the quarterback of your opponent, you know, in a frenzy.
Well, you mentioned pressure, Rob Jackson, Ryan Kerrigan on the London interception, and then Pugh, three consecutive series in which they made big plays because of pressure, no doubt. And Lorenzo, not only special teams captain, but two huge plays on third down in space, one in overtime and one on that fourth series of the second half before the Redskins did allow a touchdown. Wanted to ask you this real quick. Will Armstrong asked it at Redskins, hashtag Redskins Talk. Was D'Angelo Hall playing with a sprained ankle? Yes, he was. How much did that factor in the way he played against the Ravens? Listen, maybe we should look, D'Angelo didn't do a good enough job. I know Madu was late on a couple of rotational safety help, kind of peeking at it. You mentioned Flacco did a great job freezing him. He was looking one way, didn't get over. But Anquan Boldin's pretty good. Is this just Anquan Boldin and Joe Flacco, or was there something that you saw from D'Angelo?
Well, that's a mixture of both. I mean, D'Angelo wasn't completely healthy, and obviously the ground and the rain and that kind of thing doesn't help, and you want your best guy out there, your best healthy guy, but he brings to the table not only, you know, his athleticism, but then his smarts in terms of being in the right spot when he needs to be there, especially on some of the big-time tackles that he made also. And, again, it's not just him, and Madu Williams got to, you know, contribute to some of that. But then you got to give credit to Baltimore. I mean, Anquan Boldin is certainly a seasoned veteran wide receiver. It's not like they were going up against a rookie who didn't know, and even in the quarterback Flacco. They come up, and they've been playing together for about 3 or 4 years now since Anquan has come over. So they've got a rapport, and it is what it is in terms of them making plays and going against them. But D'Angelo Hall did what he did with what he had yesterday.
Redskins reality check on the way next as we wrap things up. Monday morning Redskins Roundup presented by Verizon.
Brian, I get it. He's your buddy. He's got some ideas. I'll listen.
I appreciate it.
Gentlemen, Brian Arakpo Merchandising. Hungry? Osnakpo. For energy? Arakpo. And here we have the Coat Rakpo. Huh?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is perfect.
Packers are going to be tough this year.
Hope so.
Aw.
Yes!
I mean, aw, yeah.
That's 6 sacks on the season.
Actually, it's 7.
Even better, baby.
With NFL Mobile from Verizon, no one will know the game better than you.
Hey, Matthew!
Well, almost no one. Get coverage of every NFL game, NFL Network, and NFL Red Zone for only $5 a month. Only on Verizon.
We are a winning team, a partnership supreme. Bob and the Redskins are bold, and we fight for quality, choice and value, honesty, a cause that we vow to uphold. Yes, we'll fight, fight, fight with the last ounce of our might till those phony sales and gimmicks are no more. When you see Bob take the field, all the wannabes will yield to the Redskins official furniture store.
As the official pizza sponsor of the NFL, Papa John's is excited for this week's big games. Get Papa John's in your house to watch your favorite NFL team. Because after all, great football deserves a better pizza. Hey, Redskins fans, it's Papa John's toppings for touchdowns time. Every Monday, get a large pizza for just $9.99 and a free topping for every Redskins touchdown. Double the toppings with a Redskins victory. Papa John's, official pizza of the Washington Redskins.
Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
And we welcome you back for a final minute and a half or so of Monday Morning Redskins Roundup presented by Verizon along with Antoine Randall. I'm Chris Russell. The Redskins 7-6, winners of 4 in a row. Guess what, Antoine?
What?
They're a game out of the NFC East lead still. Giants winning over New Orleans 52-27. They're 8-5, but they're at Atlanta and at Baltimore the next 2 weeks before finishing up with Philly. The Redskins have the tiebreaker advantage right now based on divisional record. Seattle pasted Arizona yesterday 58-0. They hold one of the playoff spots.
Right.
Chicago, though, lost. They're back to 8-5. They've lost 2 in a row. Dallas did win. They're 7-6, so tied with the Redskins, although the Redskins that with head-to-head tiebreaker. You know, the playoffs are becoming a reality.
It is becoming a reality. And like we said before, and I've been telling people all along, this team has an opportunity. And not just the opportunity, but they have the pedigree or the ingredients, if you will, in terms of getting to the playoffs. And we say it all the time. We've been talking about Robert Griffin III for the most part throughout the whole season, and he is the key, no question. I mean, the defense got to step up and play some ball. We need the offense continue to move down the field. We need the special teams to come along. But RG3 is the guy. You put him in that spot at quarterback, and he's the key. He changes the face of your team.
Hopefully their reality won't be checked in Cleveland this Sunday. We'll see you back here next Monday morning. Monday Morning Redskins Roundup, available anytime on Redskins.com 24/7. Thanks to our great crew. For Antoine Randall L., I'm Chris Russell. The Redskins win 4 in a row. Adios.